This is Chaplain Terry Warner. I'm going to stop the music for a few moments so you can grab a pen and some paper for your foundation scriptures. If you can't get onto a computer because you are driving or at work, when you can get online, you will find my podcasts and articles at thechaplainscorner.net. Starting at the beginning of the podcast, I will give you the season number and the episode number. Thank you so much for listening. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. And now, let's get going. Hello, friend. Chaplain Terry Warner here. The title of this podcast is Recess is Over. It's S4E12. S4E12. It will air on March the 18th, 2024. Please like and share or follow me. It helps me so much. You want to share this with someone, and you really want to be ready because we're going to be loaded up with scripture and anointing today. Praise the Lord. So let's get going. Foundation scriptures is Romans 3:3-4. I remember when I was a child, and my most favorite time in elementary school was recess. Or we would be out to school and or out to school. We would be out of school and playing outside until the street lights came on and we were unable to see the baseball heading toward us. We were forced to come inside. Either way, recess or play was always over. It always felt odd to me that recess and play time ended gradually, yet seemed to slip up on us. Well, our recess and play time is ran out. The sun is set. Time and history has ended. And what are we doing? We're continuing to try and play in the dark and refuse to realize that the time has ended and we are not saved. Romans 3:23-24. From a worldly viewpoint, we have run out and wasted our time on trivial and empty promises, utopia, and contentment with all kinds of possessions without ever reaching our goal. Proverbs 14:12. We have tried to squeeze everything we could, tried to reach a life of tranquility and peace. After failing to reach a higher level of life, we sank deeper into the abyss of darkness and slipped further away from our life-sustaining force. That was our God. John 6:63-70. What went wrong? We committed sin by believing the lie that God was not necessary. We could do just fine without asking for his help or assistance. It has been the same throughout history, but it seemed to take on more disillusive and radical behavior of keeping God out of our culture. I think it really shifted its evil gears into a higher speed when doubts and half-truths were allowed into our government, then onto our society, then into our individuals, and finally into our very souls. If I had to name a starting point, I would say the theory of evolution, being given credit, and this is my opinion, actually was one of the very first signs in starting of decay and rebellion would have been Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden when they ate the forbidden fruit. They believed the lie. What was the lie that Adam and Eve believed? Well, the lie was that they would be like God. The truth was that they were already like God. Once they ate or fasted or tasted the fruit of the knowledge of the good and evil, in their eyes, the physical eyes, their eyes were open, their spiritual eyes went blind. They realized their physical eyes now exposed and let them see their bodies and soul, but at the same time they lost their spiritual eyes and the ability to see and fellowship with the Creator. The first thing they tried to do was hide themselves by sewing fig leaves together for some kind of physical nakedness. I don't think it was fig leaves. Won't go into that. It was some kind of covering. But it was really short. It really did not work at all. Can you imagine wearing fig leaves down there and trying to hide from God? Sort of funny when you look at it that way. Sad funny, I guess I should say. The first thing they tried to do was hide themselves by sewing fig leaves together for some kind of physical nakedness. True restoration had to be a blood sacrifice, not of animals, but of God. Only the blood of God could do this, Romans 5:12. But God's divine blood that had been flowing through Adam and Eve had been corrupted through the acts of sin. That's why God couldn't make another man. The earth was cursed. Adam was cursed. Without realizing that the life was in the blood, and the blood only, God's blood, could cover the sin that had to be unleashed into the world. Catch that. Life was in the blood. That's why without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And human sacrifices, such as animals and goats, not human sacrifices, human sacrificing animals, the blood of bulls and goats, could cover the sin, but they could not take it away. Why? Because the animals were under a curse also. When Adam sinned, he gave it all to the devil. You need the true blood that gives life and eternal life, and that comes only from God. A sin so great that it would take the very own divine and holy blood of God himself to eliminate it and thus restore Adam's relationship that he and God once had. Adam's decision resulted in bringing us a curse on sin and promoting evil up to, but not including God. Adam, by disobeying God, had given the devil legal rights to controlling everything except the Godhead. Genesis 1:28. So, through sin, death entered into God's creation. The man died spiritually, or immediately. And this started the physical death of the body as well, which at the time people lived hundreds of years old because sin had not been in the world. It took a while for this sin to take hold. People have got to accept it, even though they are under a curse and they are now tainted, so to speak. They still have to work with the devil in order to bring the devil to bring about stuff. That's getting pretty profound, and we won't get into that. Anyway, that you can figure Proverbs 18:21. The power of life and death are in the tongue. That's what that says. So now we are faced with a necessary and extremely hard decision to overcome in the flesh or physical senses, but a welcome relief if approached from the spiritual side of life. God doesn't need your money. God doesn't need things. God doesn't need possessions. He needs your heart. That's what he needs so he can build his family. That was our purpose to start with. Because of Adam's sin, we've lost our lifeline to our real father or our parent. God could speak to us, but we couldn't understand, and we did not have the capability of cooperating and rejoining our relationship. When God did speak, it had to be through a law or a commandment or a prophet. It could not be face to face because our sinful state prevented us from being in the presence of God and not being destroyed. So let us make a list of pros and cons of our state or our condition and investigate what God did out of love to redeem his creation. First of all, God is love. He didn't create or invent love. He is love. The plan of redemption had to be originated in love by a loving God. Exodus 34:6. The Lord passed in front of Moses, calling out, "Yahweh, the Lord, the God of compassion and mercy, I am slow to anger and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness." Can you see how the world has turned that around and misaligned it and have us bleeding all kinds of things that God's trying to teach us something or do something or strict old man up in heaven? That's not the case at all. He is a loving God, and he loves you, and that's why he sent his son. We'll get into that in a minute. Otherwise, the love could not have been great enough or strong enough to completely create a new man and eliminate his sin. Love had to be inherent of God from everlasting to everlasting. Love does not fail. It could not go the other way. The only thing that would totally eliminate man's sin was the blood of God, because the life is in the blood. Jesus said, "My words that I speak are life, are spirit and a life, are God's divine life. contained in the very DNA of God, in the blood. 1 John 1:7. The blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin, mainly his own blood that literally carried and propelled the life of God. However, God in heaven is a spirit. That is why God sent his one and only Son inside a sinless body into the earth through a virgin to be a blood divine sacrifice by God, and that is why Jesus left his place in heaven. The blood in Jesus was divine. Jesus was the Son of God, literally. Not created, been the Son of God, always the Son of God, still is the Son of God. He is the Son of God. He is the Savior of the world. He and God and the Holy Spirit are all one. Three different parts or sections, so to speak, operating and working as one. In the beginning, God is plural. And he created male and female. Blood and purchased our redemption. Let me back up a little bit. That is why God sent his one and only Son inside a sinless body into the earth to be a blood divine sacrifice by God. And that is why Jesus left his place in heaven and out of love shed his blood and purchased our redemption. A redemption so thorough and so divine that we were made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Get that down in your spirit. You are not an old sinner saved by grace. You was an old sinner, or you was a sinner, and you were saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. And he who knew no sin was made to be sin for me, that I may be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I have right standing with God. This blood would make life valuable and worthy of being able to be reproduced in God's image. It would also control things, the God's creation. The blood in its cleansing power through God's love would cover all sin and would be required to be received in each individual. As God's love was so powerful, it would, when meeting disobedience, destroy the object or the person by washing away the sin and creating a new creation that had never existed. It also was so complete, this plan of redemption redeemed and restored everything in heaven, in earth, and under the earth. And Jesus was given a name above every name, that at the name every knee should bow and pay honor and glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Now let's look at birth. I'm talking physical birth right now, and then we're working the spiritual into it. Starting at conception, the decision to live must be the first requirement to being born and growing up in this world. So birth must be honored and treated as sacred, or it will descend into a worthless experience that will result in a life being ended before its purpose and activity and value can be achieved. Psalm 139. Friend, you were created with a purpose. Find out what God needs you to do and do it with all your might. Morals. With growth comes responsibility. Otherwise, we are trying to grow up and mature without respect for others. Proverbs 24:14. Spirit of man. Man is a triune creature consisting of spirit, soul, and body. We did not evolve. We were created in the image and likeness of God. 1 John 5:7-8. Independent thinking and speech. Without speech, man is incapable of controlling and maintaining order. Proverbs 18:21. Everlasting life. This is the most important element in giving everything value, because life must be self-perpetuating and driving forward to be an everlasting condition. John 3:16. For God so loved that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should have eternal life. Without love, we are doomed and set to destruction. Only love and a loving Creator, God, has set eternity in man's heart, so that God's creation can finish his life on earth and be worthy to find everlasting fellowship with God the Creator. If it's not love, and founded and out of love, it has an ending. And love never ends. It is an ongoing thing. God is love, period. So how do you obtain this position? It's simple and easy to do. First thing is admit that you are a sinner and have broken God's law of not being a love creation. That's Romans 3:23 and Romans 6:23. Second thing, believe that Jesus paid for your sins at the cross. Romans 5:8, Romans 6:23. Confess that Jesus is the Son of God and commit your life to Him. Give Him your heart. Romans 10:9 and 10. Recess is over, and it's time to come inside to the marriage supper of the Lamb and secure your place with God for all eternity. What will you do now? Please give your heart to Jesus Christ. You have a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen. This has been Chaplain Terry Warner. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. When you go to my podcast website, there will be a drop-down menu for my website. It signs you up for my newsletter. You will be able to privately email me with your questions and comments. You will be lifted up in prayer every day. Your information will never be sold or given out. Please like, share, and follow me on social media. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name.